Trashu Rabbi Yeshua Perek Hazor Bar Mitzion. He doesn't know from a Baskul. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you want to, you could hold like Beis Shammai. According to the Tanakhama, we pass like the Baskul. So Loch is Dafka like Beis Hillel. The boy is saying another teretz is Hochikoma. This is what the price means. Kol Heicha de Mishkachas Trei Tanoi or Trei Amiroi. The pligi adodi, whenever you find two tanoim or two amaroim that are machulik together, kein machlokes besham beis hillel, just like the machlokes besham beis hillel is loy levad, you should not do ki kula demar v'kula demar. You can't stop going around just collecting. I'll take his kula and I'll take his kula. That you can't do. Hu adin v'loy ki chumre demar v'chi chumre demar. You shouldn't stop go around collecting chumres. Poshut means where the two chumres are stira ladod. We'll soon see the pshat. Where the two chumres are sois ladodi, like it doesn't make sense to hold both chumres. In such a case, you shouldn't do both chumres. But avadi, if there are two separate halachas, you want to be machmir or machmir, avadi, that you could do. It's only a kasha where there's sois ladodi, like we'll soon see. Here, the chumre demar. Elo, what you should do is, oi ki kula demar chumre ovid, oi ki kula demar chumre ovid. That's what you should do. So I call upon him, it's no spirit with the ratio of the brisa. Like Rashi says, Iboy yisayma, it doesn't dafka mean beisham beisilum. Our kocha ke beisilum boil in evid. Because avad, like we said before, we have to pass like beisilum. Elad means like this. Our plukta disha tenoi. Be alma. You have other machlekes. Machlekes remain of Yehuda koi. The polik be alma beishamili kugoin. Elo machlekes to beishamayu beisilum. Kalema. Kiyeche de pligi beisham beisilum. Bedibe machlekeson. The klal is. Take like one, or like the other, but not like both. So that's Pshat in the first brisa. For the Gemara, call upon back to our first kasha, Mikol Mokum Kasha. Trasha Mikol Mokum Brisa Matatsa, the kasha is Nadoi. The other Katrei Chumrim. The kasha is back to Nadoi. How come the Poiskim in Nadoi said in such a Mobiokum, you have to have two Delosois? The Chur, nobody holds like that. Zai Rav, Zai Shmuel, don't hold you need two Delosois. So why were they Machme so much? Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. I'll tell you, Kula Kirav Ovdu. They did everything like Rav. The Yom Rav Huna Marav. Halocha V'ein Merin Kain. Because we hold like Rav that holds that a Movi Okum is called a Movi Mafulish. It's called like open. So since it's a Movi Mafulish here, so according to the Tanakhama, Yitaka have to have the losses. So the Kasha was that Rav himself, forget, according to Chananya, you have to have the losses. According to Tanakhama, it's enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach. So the kasha was Rav himself paskins like the Tanakhama. So according to Tanakhama, according to Rav, you don't have to have a delis, just a tzuras haPesach. The Teretz says Rav himself said halacha. I talk a whole halacha with like the Tanakhama. Of the yain merin kain. I don't tell people like that. If somebody asks me a shaila, what should I do? I tell them like Hananya. So Mela was good Nadoi. Nadoi did the way he's supposed to be merin. According to Rav, he was merin. Told people to be machmir. Even though Mikra didn't hear that like the Tanakhama, it's enough for Tzuras HaPesach, but Rav was murder lahalocha to other people to do a delis. The man was good why not doing to do a delis, because they hold the garment like Rav. According to Rav, Mikra was called the Mavim a foolish, and he needed a delis because he was murder like Hananya. For the Gemara though, Uli Rav Adab Arava, Omar, Rav, the Yom Halocha Murin Kain, Ma'ik Lameima, but he says no, when Rav says we pass like the Tanakhama, that it's enough by Mavim a foolish. Just you need a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a Delis. He said Rav said Halocha, and he was Meira. He told other people also like that. So if you hold Rav was Meira like that, said it's Tzurik Shreya in Nadoi. How come in Nadoi? They said you have to have two Delosis here. According to who? According to Rav. He holds La Halocha like the Tanakhama. It's enough for Tzuras HaPesach. Omer Rav Shizbi, and Tzuras Shizbi Einachanami. The Nadoi Taka took two Chumris. They took the Chumra of Rav to call this a Mavim a foolish. And then the machlokes by a mavim of foolish, what do you need? A delis or a tzuras haPesach? Ain't a chanami. They were machmer that machlokes, which is a second machlokes. And that machlokes, they were machmer like Shmuel, say aloha ke chananya. So like Shizbi, ki lo yavdini ke chumre devei trei, when do you say you can't take two chumres and do both chumres? Heicha de sasri adodi. Only when the two chumres are a stira together, then you look like a fool. Ke going will soon see shedra begugalis. Shalom of the bones of an animal. A shedra is the backbone, and the gogolis is the skull. The tanan. In this case, the two dinam are soysel adodi. So if you hold the chumra one way, you have to hold the kulu the other way. But the kiss to the teretz is here. This machlekes, the two machlekes have nothing to do one with the other. In one punkt, here's machma like Rav. Rav says a movi okum is called kim a foolish dummy. That's one sack. We hold it's a Mavim Foolish. Now it's another Shaila. What's the halacha of a Mavim Foolish? It's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The older, like the Tanakam or like Chananya. So they were Machmul like Shmuel to say halacha like Chananya. That's the Teretz here. It passed to take two different Chumris. No, the only time it's a Stira, the only time you call it still by a Stira. Where's the Stira? By a Gugurlis. By the backbone. The Tanan. Ha Shedra, the backbone. Picture 66. They had Gugurlis, or else the skull. Shechosru, that one of the bones is missing. The Kama Chisorin, how much of a Chisorin do you have to have in the backbone? The Shedra, the Shamai Oimrim Shtechulis. You have to have two bones, two vertebrae, what do you call them? Yeah, vertebrae. Two of them have to be missing. If two of them are missing, we'll soon see. Then it's called the Trefa. Or Beisil Loimrim Chulyach, it's enough to take out one. If one is missing, it's called the Trefa. Or the Gugulis, that's right. No. So while we're talking about Tumas Mace, Halacha is, as you have the bones, if you have the whole Shedra, you have a Mace, you'll have Tumas Mace. Let's say one of the bones are missing. According to Basil, you won't have a Tumas Mace here. Because you need the whole Shedra to be here. And Bashami says no. As long as one bone is missing, you still have Tumas Mace. It's called the Shedra's here. When you have two of them missing, then it's not called the Shedra's here. Ubugugulis. What's the share of a skull? How much has to be missing in the skull to give it a shame like the whole skull is not here? Beisham yirim komolim mekadeach, like the amount of spoonful, a bigger share, or another one share, how a share to make a hole inside the skull? Or beisil loimrim kadeishi noto minachay biyomis. You have to take enough out of the skull that a live person you'd kill him. If you take out so much out of the skull, he'll die. That's the share. How much you have to take out? Now v'yomer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel v'chein linyan treifa. Even though here the machlokes is negeh to tumas meis, the same halach is by treifa. If you want to know is the behemah called a treifa or not, it depends. If it's according to Beis Hillel, if it's missing one bone, it's called a treifa. According to Beis Shammai, it's not called a treifa until it's missing two bones. So here it's called the stira ladodi. So Rashi, hashedra vagogelis, gavi tumas oil b'meis tenan, kamech sorm b'shedra, v'teitzi matera shedra, v'tidun kishar etzim, kisayram, shenim atama b'yoyim. So this is the machlokes. To have a tumas meis, if you just have the bones itself, you have to have the whole shedra. Now, what's called you're missing in the shedra? Beis Shammai says two is called missing, and Beis Hillel holds even one is called missing. Now, the exact same svara as by treifim. We want to know when is the behemah called the treifa. So, according to Beis Shammai, if it's missing two bones, it's called the treifa. According to Beis Hillel, even if it's only missing one bone, it's called the treifa. So, here you can't take both chumras. You can't say, the Geyat Hilchas Treifa is, I'm going to hold like Beis Hillel. To say, if it's missing one, it's not called the Shedra anymore. And the Geyat Hilchas Tumas Hameis, I'm going to say, even though it's missing one bone, still there'll be a Tumas Hameis. Like, that's the Stira Ladodi. Like, what's the Svar you're saying according to Beis Hillel? It's called the Treifa by missing one bone. Because missing one bone is not called, you have the Shedra here, so Mela can't have a Tumas Hameis. Like both Sfaraz and Mamash, totally Zeb is there. That's called the Stira, to take one over the other. That's called Iksil. Aval Heicha, the Loi Sosri Adodi, Avdinon. But when there's no Stira Adodi like here.
Right, a Zayin Omen Aleph holding. Just got finished what you say, that you can't do two chumras or two kulas with a stira lahadodi. In the case of a shedra here, where if you hold it's a treifa by taking out two bones, so you can't say it'll have a tumas hameis if you take out two bones. That's a stira. So tomorrow, right in the middle, aval heichad leisasri hadodi avdinim. But where there's no stira lahadodi, then the lochriz you could do like two chumras. That's mutter. And that's the pshat by our mother, we did two chumras. Because they're not totally zebezir. For the Gemara, is that true? The heichad is sasri adodi lo yavdinon. But when there's a stira, the two chumras together, you can't be noig both chumras. Is that true? Most of Rav Mesharshia, ma'is of Rav Akiva. There was a ma'is of Rav Akiva. Shalikot esrik. He took off an esrik off the tree. Biyechod b'shvat. It was taken off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. V'noig boy beis isurin. And he was noig two isurin on it. Now this is talking about. Rosh Chodesh Shvat at the end of the second year, the beginning of the third year. So the Shaila is by a tree, when is called the Rosh Hashanah of the tree to be called considered the third year starts, and Memela, the third year of Shemitah, you only give Maaser Oni, you don't give Maaser Sheni. The halacha is the first 2 years you give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The third year you only give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. So the shaila of the Peiris that were picked off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, what din does it have? Does it still have a din of the second year you have to give Maisa Oni or Maisa Sheni? Or does it have a halacha of the third year ready that you have to give Maisa Oni? So he was noig both chumris. So kitzah shlikah asa becha b'shvat, but noig b'beizi surin. Echot kedivrei b'shamay, the havamin was one like b'shamay, the b'shamay holds that Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's considered the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilonus, and the Mela is considered the third year. So since you picked off this Esrig on the third year, it's noig ma'iseroni, and not ma'isesheni. But b'yechot kedivrei b'tzilul, he also took off ma'isesheni to be noig b'tzilul shita, that b'tzilul shita is, Tezvav Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah. But up until Tezvav Bishvat is still considered the second year. So mainly he was knowing both Isurin with this Esri. So Chutz Astira, how could Monashach? If it's the second year, it's not the third year. If it's the third year, it's not the second year. How could you be knowing both Chumris? And for the Gemara, the Pshat is Rabbi Akiva Gomrei Yestapigle. Rabbi Akiva was Mesupik in the Alocha. What does Beis Hillel hold like? For Lo Yoda, he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel Shita was. Not the Pshat he's doing like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Avada we paskin like Beis Hillel. But he was Mesupik, what does Beis Hillel hold? E Beis Hillel b'yechud b'shvat omer. Does Beis Hillel also hold that on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's considered the beginning of the new year for Ilonis? So Melo, this is the beginning of the third year. So they picked off the Paris on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, you only take off Meiser Oni and not Meiser Sheni. Oy b'chameiser b'shvat omer. No, maybe Beis Hillel holds at the 15th day on Shvat. That's called the Rosh Hashanah. So the first day of Shvat is still considered the end of the second year. You have to take off Meiser Sheni. So Melo, that's why he did two chumris. B'shvat omer. V'yovad hochi l'chumra v'hochi l'chumra. Mele Rabbi Kiva did both ways l'chumra because the pshat was, he was mesupik, what's pshat in Beis Hillel? But Avadi, he wouldn't stop take the chumra of Beis Hillel and the chumra of Beis Shammai because the two chumras are still adodi. But here the pshat was, Rabbi Kiva was mesupik, what halacha was. So Mele, he took off Zai Maisa Sheni and Zai Maisa Roni. So Tzvor speaks out, there's also Bissel Shveh. He should be mevayir what halacha is done. And now you have a chumri, you shouldn't just do chumris. You have to mevayir what the loch was. So the Tzvos says he was mevayir, and nobody knew. It was like a sveikad dina. Nobody knew what Beis Hillel Shita was. So in such a case, you could be noig both chumris. But avadim mitchila, even though you don't know what the loch is, it's exil to be noig stam chumris. You're supposed to go and find out what the loch is. Because here, Rabbi Kiva couldn't find out the lochem. Mele was mesupik and din. He took off both Maisa Sheni and Maisa Roni. Yosef Rabbi Yosef Kaimid Rav Huna. Rabbi Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef will come, he said over. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav said, Machlokes we had before by the Tanakhama and Hananya, that you have this movi that's mefulish to Rishus Rabbim. Do you have to have a Delis on one side, or it's enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach on one side? The Tanakhama said it's enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach, and Hananya said no, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have a Delis on one side. So he said, where is that Machlokes? Machlokes v'sartyu mikan. Sartyu means a Rishus Rabbim, where you have a movi, a side street, and both entrances to the Movi is to Rosh Hashanah. Like we said before, any cross street, like Gardner Street, going down, one side opens up to Beverly, the other side opens up to Melrose, on the side of both Rosh Hashanah, that's called the Movi, that's Mefulish to Rosh Hashanah, that both sides open up to a real Rosh Hashanah. Hu adin opaltio mikan, opaltio mikan. Hey, Sartya usually means a highway, that's the Rosh Hashanah, and Paltya means the main meeting place, in the middle of the city, where they used to have the market there. Where there you had a Rabbim doing things there, so that was called Rosh Hashanah. So you have a Paltya Mikan, a Paltya Mikan. Avol, let's say, Sartya Mikan, on one side the Movi opens up into Rosh Hashanah, true. Or Bobika Mikan, on the other side the Movi doesn't open up to Rosh Hashanah. It only opens up to a Bika. A Bika means an open field, not a Rosh Hashanah. Oi Bika Mikan or Bika Mikan, or else you have a Movi, an alleyway, that both sides open up, but not to Rosh Hashanah. They open up again to a Bika, to a wide open place. That's a Karmelis. Then the Lochris everybody holds. Oi Set Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, Velechi V'Kari Mikan. Then everybody holds. All you need is a Tzuras HaPesach on one side. Now this is the case of a Movi Mefulish. The Movi is opened on both sides. So So it's not enough just with a lechi or kaira, because the other side is open. So you have to put a tzuras of Pesach on one side, but that's all. Here, nobody holds you need a delis. As you only need a delis where both sides of the movi opens up to a shus rabim. But where only one side opens up to a shus rabim, then everybody holds a tzuras of Pesach is enough. For the Gemara, Hashda Sart Yumikan, Maduch, you said that when you have it open up one side to the Rishus Rabin, or Biko Mikan, the other side of the movi of the alleyway just opens up to an open, wide open place, to a Biko. Still, you say, Oy Saloy Tsuras Apesach Mikan, Velechi Bikari Mikan, it's enough to make a Tsuras Apesach on one side, and a Kair on the other side. That's all. Hey, since both sides don't open up to Rishus Rabin, even Hanan Yizmaskim, you don't need a Delis. It's enough for Tsuras Apesach. So why do you have to say the second case for? You say Bikamikan. You said then you have this Movi that opens up, one side opens up to a wide open park, and the other side opens up to an open place. Is me boy? Pshita that all you need is a Tsuras HaPesach. Avadi you won't need a Delis. Hey, Madach, where you have a Rishus HaRabim on one side, you're saying since the other side is not a Rishus HaRabim, you don't need a Delis. So Avadi, where both sides open up just to a Bikam, not to a Rishus HaRabim, Pshita you won't have to have a Delis. So the Marnech Nami Hochi Koma, this is what the Brisa means to say. Sart Yomikan Obikamikan. If one side of the alley, one side of the Bik of the Movi opens up into Rishus HaRabim. Obikamikan. The other side, not Rishus HaRabim, is just an open park, an open place. Is Dalocha Nase. It's made as if Kebikamikan or Kebikamikan. It has the same Aloha as a Movi Mufulish. A Movi open up on both sides. Stam, that both sides are not open to Rishus HaRabim. The Stam open to another side street. That's all. So that's the halacha. That when does Hananya say need a delis? Only when both sides of the Movi open up to Rishus HaRabim. But where one side is not to Rishus HaRabim, you do not have to have a delis. About it's enough a Tzuras HaPesach. You know, like picture the bottom page 67, the bottom picture on page 11. So you have the Movi in between, and on top is only a Bika, and the bottom is Rishus HaRabim. So in such a case, all you have to have is just a Tzuras HaPesach near the opening to the Rishus HaRabim on the bottom, and on top, all you have to have is just a Lechi. So Drashi, Sartya Paltya, Shteyem Rishus HaRabim Kedamini Matias HaShabbos, Ezer Rishus HaRabim, what's considered a real Rishus HaRabim? Sartya Paltya, that was the Gemara. Sartya, what does that mean? Derech Hiluch B'nai Yodim. That's like the main highway that the Rabim used that street. Paltia, that means Rochov, a wide street, a Rochov Lishvokim, that Lishvokim usually means there it's like a marketplace. Everybody gets together to meet there. Now, the Heichod is Shnei Roshin, Mifuloshin B'Shus HaRabim, when the two ends of the Movi open up to Shus HaRabim, who the Polak Hananya B'Yom HaBoy Delis? That's where Hananya says you have to have a Delis, a door. Mashenke and Bika, all you have is just a Karmelis, then everybody's masking, all you have to have is Tzuras HaPesach, and not more. And that's where we paskin, that all you have to have is just a Tzuras HaPesach, and not more. The only time you need a Delis is only where both sides are opened up to a Rishus HaRabim. So more weiter. Umisayim bo, now when Rabbi Yosef was sitting and saying over this halacha, he ended off like this, Rabbi Yosef. Umisayim bo mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda, that he heard over the name of Rabbi Yehuda, a din like this. If the movi opens up into a rochba is like a backyard. Here on page 12, picture the top picture 68. If you have the movi that opens up into a rochba is the opposite of a chotzer. A chotzer is usually considered in front of the house. You have a chotzer in back of the house. It's called a rochba. It's the same type of a thing, but you have this movi that opens up into a rochba. Yeah, that did. Movi, imhoya movi, kol el rochba, the movi opens up into a backyard, ein tzarach klum. No, you don't have to have any tikkun at all on the end of the movi that opens up into the rochba. It blives like a regular movi sosim, that all you have to have is just a lechi at the entrance, that's all, like the picture has. A lechi, that's all, nothing else. That even though on the other side of the chur, the movi is wide open, it should be like a movi mafulish, that you should have to have a tzuras HaPesach, we say no. Since it's opened up into another rishus hayochid, that the rochba has a shame rishus hayochid to it, so you don't have to have anything at the entrance to the rochba. That was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Ain't tzarach klum. Omalei Abaye said to him, you should know, Omalei Abaye Rabbi Yosef, hod the Rabbi Yehuda de Shmulhi. That that you're saying over the name of Rabbi Yehuda, this halacha, it's not stam Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. Because Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud from Rav and from Shmuel. So he could have said over from either one of them. So Abai is saying you should know for sure it was Shmuel. And we'll soon see why it can't be Rav. Rav it can't be. And let's see Rashi on this part. Rashi. Rochpo, the Rashi. Rochpo, or before that, the first line, the first one of the wide lines, the middle. Yeah, Messiah Bo. Rabbi Yosef Mishmeid, Rabbi Yehuda. Stomach. He just ended off Stam, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Well, I perished from Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and me kibble. Hi, see him. He didn't say who he heard the halacha from. The Imhoya Seif HaMovi Azem, a foolish Rosh Hashanah. One side was open to Rosh Hashanah. Kolo LaRochpo, the other side of the Movi. Opened up into Rochpo, into a backyard. But there are HaRochpo, how you are Movi, a foolish. She Nifrat Kaitz LaRochpo, Sheknegdal Rosh Hashanah. We're also talking about, like this picture has, the other side of the Rochba, straight down, is also a poritz on the wall that has opened up to the Rosh Hashanah. That's the case we're talking about also. That the other end of the Movi, which opens up into the Rochba, the other wall also has an opening to the Rosh Hashanah. And even in such a case, still we say, the entrance to the Movi near the Rochba doesn't need anything. So Rashi weiter, Rochba Rashi Hekev Chotze Shachurei Batim. This is like a chotzer, a backyard, but in the back of the house, not in front. Covered rochba, mokefes arba mechitzas. Usually, rochba means a backyard. It has four walls around it. Is ain't so klum lesaken oisa psicha shel tzad harachova. Again, the opening of the movi that comes into the rochava does not need any tikkun at all. Even though it's wide open here, it doesn't need any tikkun. Only the other side of the movi that's opened up to Rosh Hashanah, that's like a regular movi sosim that you have to have a lechi. That the picture has there, a lechi you have to have on this side. Sarach lechi aykira keteris movi sosim, like a regular movi sosim. V'yakochas zotrashi, but the nifritza nami rochbo kineged pirtzas hamovi bekoisel shekineglu Rosh Hashanah osa lashminim. Havada, we're talking about this chiddush, like we're saying, the other side that's open to the rochba, the other wall of the rochba, also has a pirtza, also has a hole coming into the Shas Rabbim. That's also part of the chiddush. We are mefuloshim deliel koi. It's going back to the case of the mavi mefulosh before. But that's why we're talking about, really, this should be a mavi mefulosh. Because one side, the real side of the Movi, is open to Rosh Hashanah, and the other side, you go into the Rochba, but you could walk straight out to Rosh Hashanah. So really, this should be called the Movi Mefulish. That's why the Gemara brings down this case right after the Gemara before. That's the Rashi's comment to Bavon. There has to be a case of Mefulish here. So the Chiddush is, this is not called Mefulish. This is called only opened up into the Rochba, and since the Rochba is the Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to have any tikkun here. But that's all part of the Chiddush. Don't say that since it's open straight to Rosh Hashanah, it's called Mavi Mefulish. No, here it's different. Here the Rochba makes it like it's a Rosh Hashanah, as if there's a fourth wall to the Mavi, and there's only one side open by the Mavi's Rosh Hashanah, just the Lechi, that's all. So Drashi, Diba Rochba Stuma Lagamri. Because if the Rochba is mamish closed on all three sides of the Rochba, this last fence on the right side is closed, Lagami Pshita? I was like, what's the Chiddush here, Pshita? So Stima Mal Yasihi, it's a good Stima. So I was like, what's the Chiddush? So Zay Zop Kid said, that's the Pshat here. Now that's what we're talking about now, that this Mavi is opened up into the Rochba, and the Rochba is porous to the Rosh Hashanah. Still, Rabbi Yehuda said, all you need to masakin this Mavi is just a Lechi at the entrance of the Mavi, and the side of the Mavi opens the Rochba. The Rochba, you don't need anything. Now we'll soon see later why the Lach is like that. So Zot Mor Vaita. Omalai Abai the Rabbi Yosef now, hold the Rabbi Yehuda the Shmuelhi. That's what you're telling me, this halacha, it has to be Shmuel's halacha. Need the Rav, because if you can tell me this